Riders of the Storm.
Why did you start writing these books?
That's a good question. In most cases, as a children's author, I write the stories that want to be written, that speak most loudly to be written. I certainly didn't get up one morning and think, oh, I'm going to write a story, for instance, about domestic violence. That seems like a fun thing to do. Of course, that's not quite the case. But in that case, I was challenged or propositioned by the CEO of Paradise Kids, the Deidre Hanna, who works down here on the Gold Coast. And she said, you know, there's just not enough mainstream picture books that deal openly with these kind of topics, and we could really use them in our grief and counselling programs with young children. And that was a huge challenge, because I thought, there's no way I can tackle that. There's a reason why mainstream authors don't really, you know, go down this line. And I found out very quickly through the publishers, the main reason is it's still perceived as quite a hot topic, too difficult to handle maybe, and how do we translate this into a picture book format? But of course, that was like giving a dog a bone. So I went away and I thought, I can't let this go. And already by the time I got home after that meeting, I thought, well, I've got a story beginning here. And it took a long, long time to sort of manipulate it and I should say massage it into something that was acceptable for everybody to enjoy as a picture book. And that's how Holyrood Lane came about.
So that is one that focuses on domestic violence. Your other book, The Fix It Man, deals with grief and trauma or loss, grief and
yes,
loss.
Yes, that's correct.
So how do you take concepts like that and break it down to make it accessible for children?
Yeah, it's not as easy as you'd think, because it's a picture book and you think, oh, that's only a few hundred words and we'll throw a few images in with that and then we go. But it actually, because it's so limited in your scope to work with words and pictures, it does become more challenging. With the case of At the End of Holyrood Lane, because it's written metaphorically so that people who are not affected by domestic violence can still gain something from the book, essentially it's a story about a little girl facing her fears and reaching out for help to overcome those fears. But for those that have been affected or not, of circumstances where children are being victims of domestic violence, it's very profound. And often, even if it's people I don't know, I found myself standing there with them and we're both shedding a little tear and we're both becoming a little bit more connected because of that story. And I think that's just unbelievable. And something I never expected when I first put this book out into the world.
What kind of background research did you do before sitting down to put these books together?
Absolutely. Well, I do consult, as you said, the psychologists as well, because we like to be as accurate as possible in portraying those specific kinds of emotions. And I want to know that I am getting it right. I don't delve too heavily into things when I'm actually trying to formulate the story and be creative with the words and the language, because I find that can sometimes be a bit stifling. At the end of Holyrood Lane, for instance, I did research, but because of the topic and the subject matter, it was very difficult. I had to stop sometimes because of the stories that I was reading and the situations that I was confronting as well. And I think that is in itself is a good thing, because books like this or any light that we can shed on topics like this makes us face our confrontations and face our fears and face reality and think, hang on, these things do happen. People are suffering like this, especially children. What can we do about it? How can we become more connected with their particular stories? Maybe we can reach out and help as well. So it's all about understanding. For me, that is what research is. It's trying to understand them better so I can inject that empathy into the storyline.
From a publisher point of view, did they have apprehensions in terms
yes.
of...
Oh, yes. Big apprehensions, which actually I still profess worked in my favour. For instance, at the end of Holyrood Lane, when I put the first story out there, it did make everybody cry. It was very touching, but it was also very real and raw, because it focused on Flick, the little girl in the story, and what she was going through. They said, it's lovely, but we can't handle it. We don't want to put that out there. So I went away and had a long, hard think about that. And it worked, because I realized that I needed to make the story more globally acceptable and more relatable to everybody And what is one of those things that people fear the most? And for me, it was thunderstorms. So that's how the evolution of the metaphor of thunderstorms representing the violator of domestic violence, that's how that came about. And when I did then rewrite it after several times and put it towards my publisher, they took it within the hour because obviously it then worked. So it's not always giving up when you've got something hard to say. It's just finding another way to say it. Flick never knows when a squall will strike or how long it will last. Whenever angry clouds muscle in and wild winds bully the curtains, she hopes with all her heart they will just blow over. But sometimes, no matter how hard she hopes, it pours and pours.
What do you hope that the children and caregivers who are reading these stories to them, what do you hope that they're getting out of the stories?
I really just want them to enjoy the story first and foremost, to use it as maybe a little conversation starter. It might not always have to do with reaching out to those kids that have been affected in those situations. But my main hope is that it also affects those kids' friends, their classmates, maybe their siblings, maybe their own little relatives and cousins, things like that, that could be also experiencing situations of loss or violence or whatever the topic is. Because to me, if that increases their understanding, their tolerance, their empathy, all of those things, then that increases caring. And I think that's a great thing for community overall.